this is one of those lessons that has a lot in it. In fact, more often than not, we miss a lot of it because it is a wonderful story about how Jesus has this wonderful power to heal. And we focus on that as well we should. This is also a lesson that is often used to teach us about gratitude and ingratitude. We hear so clearly in the lesson there were 10 that were healed, and it seems that only one had the courtesy to come back and give thanks. In fact, this is one of the lessons that is often suggested for our celebration of the Eucharist, should we have one, on the day of Thanksgiving itself, so that we focus on this notion of giving thanks. All of those things are true. All of those things are contained in the lesson, no doubt about it. But I think there are lots of little details in this message, in this lesson rather, that give us a message we may miss along the way, because we're so focused on those two different interpretations. Not different really, but two different parts of it. The healing power of Jesus and the need to give thanks. Perhaps we can understand both of them a little more if we pay a little closer attention. First of all, we're told that they were on their way to Jerusalem. So there's a lot of movement here. They're on a journey. In fact, in Luke, the context of Luke's gospel, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, where ultimately he will pay the ultimate price by giving up his life. So this is a very momentous and important journey that they're taking. The disciples, as usually, are pretty clueless about what's going on, but Jesus can figure out. He can see, as it were, proverbially, the writing on the wall. And so there's this band of lepers. Well, a little bit about leprosy. You know, we understand leprosy to mean one thing or another. Usually, we associate it with what is in modern medicine called Hansen's disease. And it is something that is quite serious. And we often, whenever we hear about leprosy in the Bible, that's what we think of. But actually, if we go back and we look at the context of the time, especially when Jesus was there, much less Naaman the Syrian, just about any skin disease, I know this is kind of gross to talk about on a Sunday morning, but any skin disease that has sort of pustules or, you know, deep rash or scabs or those kinds of things, that was considered leprosy. Now, the way that we took care of leprosy in that context was to take the people who suffered from such maladies and we would isolate them. Usually, that condition was fairly permanent because, of course, we didn't have treatments that we have today, certainly didn't even have the insight as to what these people were suffering from. And in point of fact, we've heard of leper colonies, those kinds of things. Well, in fact, if you had to go and you had to live with people who actually had serious skin maladies like that, if you didn't have the serious kind, eventually you did. And so it seemed like almost a living death sentence. And so when we hear that 10 lepers came along, it's much more profound than simply 10 people who've got a skin rash. These people were not only really seriously ill, they had also been cut off from their community. They had been pushed to the side, pushed to the margins. In fact, they had been cut off not only from their community, but really, when you think about it, their family, their friends, they were not permitted to go to synagogue, so they couldn't pray the way that Jewish people had become accustomed to praying. They certainly couldn't go to temple. And so all of a sudden, they begin to realize that they're not just cut off from the community as such, but rather They never could see their family or friends again. They could never go back and worship and together with other people who have like mind. It was a pretty serious thing. And in fact, that distance that I just described, you can see that there even in the gospel text. If you think for a moment, they shouted to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They're far away. That's why they're shouting. They're not shouting because they want to be irreverent or anything. They're shouting so that they can be heard. So already, there is this distance between Jesus and the disciples and those lepers over there. Now, you notice Jesus didn't go and lay hands on them and anoint them, the kind of thing that we do. Probably because it would have made him unclean as well. Contact with such people made you ritually unclean. You had to go then and be cleansed and do the ritual of purification before you could go back to your communal corporate prayer, especially if you're going to temple. And so Jesus tells them very simply, he doesn't even say you're healed or anything. He basically says, go. Show yourselves to the priests. And the gospel writer says, on their way, they realized that they had been made clean. It wasn't an instantaneous kind of thing that all of a sudden they looked at themselves and they were whole again. They were told to do something, and the doing of it was their statement of faith that what they wanted from Jesus would be granted. And so off they went. And as they realized that they were made whole again, they had been made clean, they did what Jesus told them to do. Go show yourselves to the priests. Now, these are the priests of the temple. Now, if they were somehow still suffering from one of these skin maladies, or they were lepers, as we had described them in the proper context, then they couldn't even come near the temple. They couldn't even get into the gates of Jerusalem. So we know that they were cured. They were made whole again. Well, that turns our attention to the end of the story when suddenly Jesus makes a point. He says, where are the other nine? Only this one comes back to me. Well, the other nine went to the temple. They went to the temple because there was this long period of sacrifice that had to be exercised and made in order for you to be restored to the community. Imagine the gladness that was going on when they realized they could see their family again, when they could consort with their friends again, when they could go and pray, arms uplifted, the Psalms in synagogue, or come to the temple itself. It's not that they had no gratitude in heart. In fact, what they did to become clean and acceptable again itself was a statement of their gratitude. So why does Jesus point this out? I think there's a very important point being made here that we may miss. And that was that this man was a Samaritan, the one who came back. Why did he come back? Maybe he came back because he wasn't allowed in the temple. He was a foreigner. Jesus could have healed him of his leprosy, but he couldn't heal him of being a Samaritan. He was by nature and definition an outsider. So regardless of whether he had some sort of skin condition or anything, he was still at the margin of things, still out there. But now he was clean again, so he could come close to Jesus and throws himself down, prostrates himself, Luke says. That means he just fell on his face in front of Jesus, and probably I can hear the kind of thanks that he was given. Imagine in your mind's eye for a moment that scene, realizing that you're being restored to everything you hold dear, and that this man, this Jesus, was the very reason why. One important point about that was, maybe because he was a foreigner, and he didn't have the benefit of the Torah, didn't have the benefit of being able to go to temple and offer the proper sacrifice, he realized in a very deep way that the action of God didn't come because he was observing the proprieties of the law, but rather he came and was healed because he believed that Jesus could do it. That Jesus was the very agent of God, that Jesus was God present to us, that Jesus and the power of Jesus was able to make this man whole again. So Luke points this out to us to tell us that that's us. Because few of us here could claim to be Hebrew by birth or Jew by religion. We are all Gentiles. As St. Paul says, in Christ, there is no Jew or Gentile, no slave or free, no male nor female. All are one in Christ Jesus. Paul reaches this conclusion perhaps because of this very story. When we begin to realize that Luke, the author, our patron, is the author of this gospel, but also author the book of the Acts of the Apostles, where we hear about the ministry of Paul, the missionary to the Gentiles. And so in a very real way, Luke's gospel is the good news for the Gentiles. So Luke's gospel is the good news for us. And the good news that we hear today is that for Jesus, no one need to be pushed to the edge. No one needs to live at the margin. There is no reason, whether it's a physical malady or a spiritual problem, that cannot be brought to the feet of Jesus. That it is as the feet of Jesus, as you would lay at the feet of Jesus and give thanks, that we realize when he says to us, go, do what you must do because your faith has healed you. That we begin to realize that that faith itself is a very gift from God. And that gift is freely given. All we need to do is accept it. Brothers and sisters, this story isn't about lepers. Well, at least not about healing people with skin problems. This story is about the fact that Jesus came to include all people. Nothing separates us from the love of God. No matter whether an accident of birth, whether we are in a certain place or not, whether we follow a certain kind of creed or not, all are children of God, all are made in the divine image, and all are welcome in God's household, in God's kingdom. There is nothing that we can do that can push us to the margins if we accept the loving grace of God, if we accept this gift of faith, if we accept the confidence that God gives us in the things we cannot see. Jesus heals this man. More importantly than curing him, he makes him whole, even though he's a foreigner. So it doesn't matter how you identify yourself. It doesn't matter to God who you are or what you do. All are invited. All can come. If your hearts are open, and we are willing to give thanks. That is what we do here, Sunday after Sunday. We celebrate Eucharist, the word itself meaning to give thanks. So in a very real way, we Gentiles, having been healed and made whole by the grace of God, come here to throw ourselves on the ground at the feet of Jesus. And so it is. This is a story about lepers. It's a story about us. And it's a story about how God works among us to bring the whole world to himself, to make things new again, as he meant them to be from the beginning of time. We must be grateful, whether it is by offering the sacrifice we are told to offer, or coming and prostrating ourselves at the feet of Jesus. We are made whole again. Thanks be to God.